Hey everyone, Scott Weber, Lookout Landing Interviews. Our guest today, the one and only Edgar Martinez, Mariners legend, the same one whose name is printed on the street where Safeco is located. He joins us today in preparation for his appearance at the grand opening of the Dick's Sporting Goods in Issaquah in Grand Ridge Plaza, where he's going to be there tomorrow from 12:30 to 2. He's going to be shaking hands and signing babies and doing all that. So if you want to get out and meet Edgar, show up early and get in line, and there's a chance to meet the Mariner legend. We have a great conversation with him today, talk a little bit about the Mariners managerial search, what's going on around the rest of the league, why offense is down so much from his time playing. It's a good chat, and thank you to Edgar for taking the time to stop by and do it. Without further ado, here it is. Hey everyone, it's Scott Weber from Lookout Landing, and we're joined today by Mariners icon and legend Edgar Martinez. Appreciate you giving us a call today, Edgar. And you can meet Edgar this weekend. He's going to be at the grand opening of the new Dick's Sporting Goods in Grand Ridge Plaza out in Issaquah this Saturday from 12:30 to 2. So why don't you stop on by and meet a Mariners legend. Do you want to tell us about that a little bit, Edgar?
Yeah, this is an appearance. It's a grand opening for Dick's store. And yeah, I'm going to be there for an hour and a half meeting some of the fans that took them over, and I will be signing. So from 12:30 to 2 o'clock, I believe. Yeah.
Great. Hey, I just wanted to ask you a little bit about the manager situation in Seattle while I got you. I don't know if you heard, but the Mariners actually reached out to Lou Piniella yesterday, try and get him to come back, but he seems cool with retirement. What do you think about that?
Oh, yeah. I mean, it would be great to have him come back. You know, he was a great part of the success that we had in the 90s. You know, he basically helped turn the franchise around. So, but it's too bad that he, you know, he's just didn't want to come back to be a manager.
Another guy that you know that is get talked about a lot for the Mariners is Joey Cora. What do you think about Joey as a manager, based on kind of your time with him playing with him?
Yeah, you know, Joey is a baseball guy. He's he has a great knowledge for the game. He has spent a few years in Chicago with Archie Dean, and they won the championship. He knows how to win, and I think he would be good for the organization. The fans love Joey. I think he would be a great fit. You know, he's even the respect of the players, and
well, clearly the Mariners are interested in at least a few people who have been a part of the team's success in the past. Are there any other former teammates of yours who you think would make a good coach or would want to come back as a coach? And does that include you? Have the Mariners ever reached out to you for a position like that?
No, they haven't reached to me, and I don't know if they have reached to any other ex-players. But I mean, it's a number of guys that could be great managers. And one that comes to mind is Ben Wilson, but he's, you know, catchers, they know features and they know the game very well. Ben is a pretty smart guy, and but I don't know if he will be interested in a position like that. But that's one guy that comes to mind.
Okay. Hey, let's talk a little bit about the fences being moved in at Safeco. You know, this was the first year the fences were moved in, and obviously it was good for some of the young hitters, and we got Edgar's Cantina as part of it, which was nice. I'm interested to kind of get your take on when the Mariners moved into Safeco originally, what kind of impact that had on you and your teammates as a hitter, and what kind of barriers there were to hitting in a pitcher's park when coming from a place that was so hard or so easy to hit in the Kingdome.
One of the thing is, when you play in the Kingdom, you have the astroturf, you have the only 70 degrees. You don't have wind, and you don't have this, and you don't have all these elements that on the northern field you get at times. And at some times it can affect hitters. But, you know, I think the physical field, obviously, we hit better in the kingdom, but you can build a team that can play 72 games in physical field, you know, that can be a good team, good hitting ballpark. I mean, you need the speed, you need the left-handers, hitters. You know, a couple of guys that have good power. And if you make a team with defense and pitching, depth in pitching, you know, you just need guys that they put the ball in play, they play the game till the man pulls down, they move the runners, they bunt, and you need players that get on base. You don't have to get on base by little hit. You just have to work the count.
Right.
Work the count, make that pitcher work. And at the end, when you come to the second and third at bat, that pitcher has to work a lot more than you can get to him. But if you get, you know, players that strike out a lot, that they, you know, they train at the first pitch all the time, you know, that's not... I think that's
what,
in my opinion, the
matter thing. Okay. I'm kind of interested. I don't know if you've heard a little bit. I've been talking about it a lot on MLB Network and things like that. But Joey Votto, who plays for the Reds this year, has kind of come under some criticism for, they say, being too selective at the plate, walking too much, and maybe not driving in enough runs. Is that a criticism that you ever heard in your career, especially in those years when you were walking over 100 times a year, that you should be more aggressive? What do you think about that?
Well, some coaches and some scouts, and they have the style that you have to be more aggressive. My style was completely opposite. I was aggressive when I felt that I needed to be aggressive. But I felt that I started a pitcher enough that I have an idea what they want to do, and I don't want to be aggressive in situations when I know that pitcher is going to kind of pitch around me, or he's going to start with a slider, or he's going to throw a changeup. I want to be aggressive when I feel, you know, I feel good about this guy's going to just come with a fastball in the middle of the plate. He wants to get ahead. You know, knowing the game, knowing situations, the players, you know, it will be aggressive when you have to be aggressive. But I don't think that, you know, players always have to be aggressive. Working the count, making that pitcher work, help the team, and that's what you want. A lot of guys that do that.
Right. It's interesting how over the past few years, you know, we've seen offense really trend down in the major leagues, especially from when you were playing the game, you know, in the last 10 years. And I think a lot of that obviously has to do with performance-enhancing drugs being taken out of the game. But are there any other things that you think attribute to the fact that offense is so much lower than it was in the late 90s and early 2000s?
Yeah, today the players come from the minor leagues with 3 years of experience.
Hmm.
They're growing in the big leagues. You know, in those 30 years, players have been in the minors 5, 7 years. I have been 7 years in the minors. I meant to go through my ups and downs in the minors. So when I get into the big leagues, I have confidence that I could play. And I could, you know, my ups and downs in the big leagues were, you know, barely. And they were shorter compared to some of these guys that, you know, they go and play in the minors 2, 3 years, they're in the big league. I think he's around the league. It happened quite a bit.
Do you think that the Mariners, who have quite a bit of young talent that they rushed up, Mike Zunino was in the minors for a year. Do you think that they should be giving some of these guys more time in the minors to really perfect things before they come up?
Yeah, I'm not going to talk about what the minors do. I mean, I talk about the whole league.
Mm-hmm.
You know what you see, the difference today. It's today they come early to the majors, and sometimes they go through the ups and downs, and the learning becomes in the business instead of the minor.
Right. Hey, I got one final question for you, and I'll let you go. This is one that our readers asked a couple times that they'd like to see asked. Everyone wants to know, what happened to the light bat from that Eagle Hardware commercial?
I don't know where that bat is. I thought that I had one in my house, and I moved, and I don't know where it went, so I really don't know.
Well, you had it for a while at least, right?
Yeah, I had one, yeah.
All right. Well, thanks a lot for giving us the time to talk today, Edgar. And once again, you can go meet Edgar yourself at the Dick's Sporting Goods Grand Opening in Grand Ridge Plaza out in Issaquah. He'll be there at 12:30 tomorrow. And we really appreciate it, Edgar. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.